Welcome to Tubular Connections, a series where we make meaningful connections in the HSS, steel, and engineering communities. Here's your host, Brad Fletcher, Senior Structural Engineer at Atlas Tube.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Tubular Connections. I have the pleasure of having Ryan Smith with as my guest today. We're going to talk about some really exciting new news that Ryan has. Ryan is the Director of Site Plate Systems. You may be familiar with them. They are a company that has a connection technology, which was really born out of the Northridge earthquake, which is 25 years ago. So you guys are celebrating a 25th anniversary. Isn't that correct, Ryan?
That's right. We are 25 years. We're excited.
Hard to believe. So Ryan, to start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at SitePlate, I guess, your evolution through SitePlate. So, you know, you've kind of been in this role as director for just about a year now, I guess, right?
Yeah, about a year and a few months. So, yeah, January of 19 is when I took over in this particular role. So, yeah, I'd love to be directing the company as a whole, making sure that we're continuing to support our clients and their needs. I've got an amazing team behind me of researchers, structural engineers, software engineers, you name it. We've got the gamut. Quite different than it looked 25 years ago when we started. We're focused here at SitePlate on really driving innovation in an industry where we feel doesn't get the credit it deserves for the amount of talent and innovation capabilities that the steel industry has. One of the reasons I am excited to be on this podcast and do the kind of things that you're doing to really share some of that information, some of the same things your other guests have shared. So again, thanks for having me on. We're excited that SitePlate gets to be represented.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, a little bit as background, you know, so, you know, you're a structural engineer like myself. You know, we have spent our probably early part of our careers doing the design side of things, and we've both kind of changed to the other side of the business, if you will. So talk a little bit about like why you became an engineer and you know, what drove you to this part of as a career, what drove this to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love talking about this. We're in a great profession being structural engineers. There's so many different paths that people take and even things they do when they're in the structural engineering or construction industry. Mine started back in high school. I wanted to be a lawyer. That was what I really, and then I realized I didn't like to read as much and decided that I was really good at math and science and thought that, hey, maybe this is something else I could do. I didn't really know enough about engineering at that time, and I had to fill one spot in the class, and I took a drafting class, and we were designing buildings, basically, drawing them mainly, not on the engineering side. And then I realized that there's something that I could do to actually combine math and that design type energy that I really enjoyed. I enrolled at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo for my undergraduate work, mainly because I didn't know if I wanted to be an architect or an engineer. I wasn't totally sure. And they had a program there called architectural engineering. So I figured out, hey, maybe that's where I should go. I very quickly learned when I didn't know how to draw a tree correctly that engineering was the route that I should do it and headed over to the engineering side of the equation. I love solving problems. I love working with talented other engineers and architects on the projects. And so I was really excited about it. After school, I joined a firm called Ewing Cole, which is based out of Philadelphia. They had a small office in Irvine, California, at which time that I got to work. Again, it was AE, so we had architects and engineers. I really liked that concept. And so I spent 7 years there working basically on many different project types of pharmaceutical companies, of hospital work, of government facilities, you name it. I got to work on it, and I was real excited about it. At that time, though, I really knew that I liked the relationship side of the business, maybe even a little bit more so than the calculation side. I liked the early design aspects of it. I liked figuring out what the needs were of the building that we were looking at. And it really led me to think about, hey, how do I leverage my desire to work with people, especially really, really smart people? That I had a lot of smart people in my office, but I also knew there was a lot of smart people outside in the world. One of the ways I figured out how to do that was to really move into more of a technical sales type role, being able to bring other solutions. And I joined Hilti, which people are probably familiar with, for a couple of years as one of their technical representatives. And then at that point, I realized side a little bit more, and I wanted to figure out if there was something else that I could use to my technical skills a little bit more, and ended up joining SitePlate. So that's where I am now. I'm more in the relationship building, customer support type scenario that SidePlate brings, at the same time being able to support us with innovation.
Yeah, you know, I can relate to that. That's kind of the path I took. You know, started in design, ended up in the steel industry, and found that the relationship side of the business was really something I was drawn to. Didn't really know I was drawn to that until I got into it. Now, of course, the running joke is people tell me I'm the, you know, the most social engineer they've ever met. So maybe that's because I have a civil background. But yeah, that's
no one hold it against you. Don't worry.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's a great intro and you know, to the background. So, you know, so you've been with SidePlate for how long now?
So just over 7 years.
Okay. So, so you weren't there from the beginning, but you probably have a good appreciation for how SidePlate evolved. And like I alluded to earlier, it was really born almost the day after the Northridge earthquake in 1994. Is that correct?
Yeah. So officially the company became a company in 1995, but it was immediately started to be talked about of what we can do to solve the Northridge problem right after January of 1994.
Gotcha. Okay. So give us a little kind of a history or, you know, a short capsule, I guess, of where SidePlate came from and then kind of where you guys are heading. Because I know as a business, you guys have greatly evolved in 25 years, and your philosophy has evolved quite a bit too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to continue to do so. We're not a company that can stay stagnant for very long. And I think I credit that and the drive of many of our team members and our early founders and inventor of record, David Houghton, on really setting the landscape for innovation and continuing to move forward. So yeah, in 1994, many people are familiar with the Northridge earthquake. We realized as a community that there was a fundamental flaw in the way that we were designing steel moment connections, which is what SidePlate technology is. We were designing it in a way that as you started to extrapolate out the sizes of the members and the type of forces that we were expecting to be designing for, there were some inherent flaws in geometry, in welding, and in a bunch of different aspects. And after Northridge, we saw premature failures of these connections. And it was a big eye-opening experience for industry, particularly for those that were practicing in that time period. Some of my predecessor actually told me that he grew up so much as an engineer during that time of Northridge because he was able to see buildings in action, see what can happen if not designed with the right technology. And that kind of started the idea of what we can do to fix this problem. SidePlate was born actually on a napkin sketch by our inventor of record, David Houghton, who was a prominent engineer at that time, ran his own firm, and was really just trying to figure out how he could solve the problem so that his buildings that were currently, as were all the buildings, were currently stopped in construction because of this flaw that they noticed in these moment connections, could start to get built and he could keep his team working. So he sketched this on a napkin. He was part of many different kind of FEMA programs and things like that to help as one of the experts. And he came up with this concept of physically separating the beam from the column. For most people that are familiar with moment connections, you're used to seeing the beam flanges welded directly to the column flange. And in Northridge, we noticed there was a lot of issues with that particular connection point. And so David's innovative concept was, let's put two side plates onto the column, pull the beam away, and then attach the beam to those side plates to eliminate those stress concentrations. And immediately, SidePlate was born on that napkin sketch. Now, we didn't have full-scale testing and everything at that time and things that were, you know, understanding how it was all going to work. But David was such a brilliant engineer that he could do the load flow through his head and say, like, this is going to work. At that time, we didn't really know how to get it. They didn't know how to get it to market. And so you had a lot of people that put a lot of sweat equity and financial equity into saying, hey, we need to do this. How can we do it? Let's test this thing. And that's when they did some of their first testing and they performed absolutely amazing. The same performance that we expect and our clients expect today is SidePlate being the leading moment frame connection out there for performance related items and also economy. Is the same performance since then. We've made a lot of changes, but never to the performance. The performance has only gotten better as we've increased. But to be honest, the same performance that we're looking at early on that David sketched is the same methodology that we're using today. We're just doing it in a way that can make it be able to be built easier, more efficiently, less prone to errors in construction, and more economical. So that's how it got started way, way back. And after that, we started to be used on projects, mainly in hospital work at that time. the connection that David sketched up had quite a bit of welding in it. In fact, it even had CJP welding, which none of our connections have had since 2009. And it was mainly a connection to solve the technical problem, right? We weren't looking for economy. We were saying, hey, let's get something that can work out there that we know is robust and safe. And that was the first connection that came out of Cypher. In 2009 is when the biggest evolution up to that time happened. In 2009, we released a connection called SidePlate Frame at that time. And the SidePlate Frame connection eliminated all CJP welding, so full complete joint penetration welding that is expensive to do, also very difficult to do. You need inspections that go onto it. It can be easily flawed in terms of, and by no fault of the welder, it's just this is the type of welding that can be sensitive to environment conditions and things of that nature. So it was a big drive to get rid of that welding. And in 2009, we did. We released SidePlate Frame, which was a full-length beam assembly with no beam stubs that came off, and it actually dropped in between the side plates and used simple fillet welds in both the shop and the field. Now, you got the benefits of the side plate, which is really a stiffer connection that we'll talk about probably a little bit later as some of the specifics of why people use side plate. But it's a stiffer connection, so you got all that, but now you didn't pay any type of a premium in construction. It's the same as if you were doing most any other type of moment connection. At that point, too, though, we knew that there were certain areas in the country that weren't using side plate. And they could use side plate. We were mainly versed in the high seismic West Coast type areas where we were born out of. We're located, headquartered in Mission Viejo, but expanding our offices east as well, which is another exciting announcement that I can talk about later. But bottom line is that half the country basically wasn't able to use side plate because it was geared towards high seismic. And people wanted to. There was benefits of doing so. And so in 2013, you have a question?
I was going to say, and that, you know, that was really driven by the fact that, you know, you get away from California and the high seismic, you know, while there are places of moderate seismicity, you know, say Boston, and even I suppose you could talk the middle of the country being high seismic, there really is not a drive from a code perspective to really get into those high seismic systems. And so, you know, people looked at it as something, well, it doesn't fit in my part of the world. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. SidePlate was known as the seismic connection, right? And people were like, hey, we don't need that kind of technology as a whole over here. They also didn't experience Northridge, like many of the other Western clients and things like that that we had did to see what not using a resilient or ductile technology can have, and they didn't think they needed it over there. Interesting enough, though, in the eastern part of the country, still has to design these as stiff frames, and the side plate benefits of being a stiffer frame would allow for economy, as long as the connection itself was designed and developed for the needs of that area.
Right.
And to be totally honest, in 2009, it really wasn't. It was designed for the high seismic areas. And we wanted to change that. And so the next evolution, the big evolution of SidePlate was in 2013. We debuted SidePlate Bolted. SidePlate Bolted was now a refined connection that was suitable for wind and moderate seismic areas that could now be used in other areas without the economic premium that a high seismic connection requires. At the same time, we were able to eliminate all welding that happened in the field and be able to make it go up faster. In the eastern part of the country, bolting was very, very prevalent at that time, particularly in some of the metropolitan areas, you know, in those areas. And I know you grew up in that area out there, and so you're fully aware is that it's a different type of procedure for construction. And we wanted to meet those client needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the connection type that when Atlas first got involved with you guys, right? When you started looking at putting HSS columns in as an option for that connection, right?
We did. So we started in 2013, and I'm really glad that you brought that up, because side plate technology, we've always had our eye on HSS. And the reason we had our eye on HSS is because our clients wanted to use those type of sections for various architectural reasons, for reasons to keep the column footprint small, many different other reasons that are going on. One of the things that we noticed with side plate is that we don't use what are called continuity plates in our connection. We actually basically, you almost think of it as wrapping the column around. And one of the things that people sometimes would think about struggling with is continuity plates in HSS sections. Not that it's impossible to do and people do it. It's just that we didn't need them. And so if we didn't need them, maybe this is a way that we could be able to provide HSS sections with easy connections for especially these type of connection, we're talking about moment connections, for clients to be able to use and increase. And so that was, we had our eye on that in 2013 when we released the Boltic Connection, and it took off like wildfire. We honestly didn't know if people were going to be receptive to it or not. Interesting enough, I'll tell you now that the side play business is that 40% of our business is actually in low to moderate seismic areas.
Wow, that's great.
It's unbelievable. And we're so excited about it because people are understanding now that side plate is not that high seismic connection. We've been able to evolve to allow it to do both. And we're doing that. Now, when things go well, sometimes people also want it in other areas. And interesting enough, in 2013, when we released the side plate field bolted connection, it wasn't available in the other part of the country, right? That was still our welded option. And so people would ask us, well, we want to use that bolted connection that's used in the East, right? Especially how connected our world is right now in terms of, you know, they're doing projects over there. We're like, no, you need to use the welded option there.
Right.
Like, we don't want to use the welded. We want to use the bolted option. And so the problem with doing that now is that there's quite an expenditure and effort that has to take place when you want to move into a seismic area, because you have to test.
Not cheap.
The testing is not cheap. And this is truly when I think the relationship with Atlas really started to develop, because we saw that Atlas was a company that really wanted to push the envelope and help clients have more options, right? Same thing that SidePlate does. And so in 2016, we went back into the lab for a very expensive testing program to be able to take that bolted technology that we were currently using since 2013 in the eastern part of the country to allow our western clients to be able to do it as well. And that's when we reached out to Atlas and asked for, what do you guys think about trying to use bigger sections? Because one of the things that our frames are, particularly in the Western, is they are the bigger members of the project. Okay, they're smaller than if you used other connections, but nonetheless, it is the lateral steel of the building. And if people wanted to use HSS sections, and the side plate connection is perfect when you use HSS sections for moment frames, they need to be able to use bigger stuff. And so that's when we asked about, hey, would you guys be wanting to contribute to the testing program so that we could show some value of HSS sections? Not just because we also wanted to show that HSS can work, but we also wanted to show the innovative nature that HSS industry is coming from with the new 1085 spec that I'm sure you've talked about on your podcast
a
few times, I'm guessing. It was starting to, these innovative specs and things like that that were coming out were good. We also are very cognizant about what's going on internationally. And we noticed that internationally, HSS sections were being able to be used more prevalent than sometimes in seismic areas in the western part of the U.S. And one of the big reasons for that was compactness. There was a certain code provision that required certain compactness ratios for HSS. And we felt very confident, particularly with our high-end finite element analysis, that we could very much accomplish using non-compact sections, which currently violate the code in certain areas, but still perform the way that we want. So we wanted to show industry that, hey, using these non-compact large HSS sections and side plate connection technology could be a suitable solution, whether they want to do that in the future or not. And with Atlas support, we were able to test that successfully in 2016.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point, you know, because we got into a relationship with a Japanese firm, Nippon Sumikon Metal Products, who actually made these larger sections, you know, larger than we produce here. And that allowed us to bring these larger sections in, which the timing worked out great as you guys were developing this connection. But you're right, you know, the Japanese educated us quite a bit on what they do. I mean, they use predominantly hollow structural sections in the high-rise construction. And as we know, Japan is probably more high seismic than California is. You know, their energy levels are much higher. And so it was interesting to learn that every column is part of the moment frame. They use biaxial systems. They use very complicated connection scenarios. But for the most part, HSS was the product of choice. So, you know, the fact that you guys were leaning towards that and we were now bringing these sizes in, I think the timing was perfect for all that.
It was. And it was extremely successful. We were able to get those testing specimens in there, and they tested just as we expected, far exceeded AISC requirements. In fact, they exceeded it so much that industry leaders actually have talked about allowing for non-compact sections in some of the side plate connections in the future. In fact, we even have an IAPMO report that, looking at the testing data, allows us to expand on the current code provided compactness ratios. given the successful nature of the tests.
That's great. And do you think that's something that's going to get into AISC eventually, or do we have more work to do there?
I'd say we probably have more work to do there, right? Before you start making industry standards across the board, as we saw in Northridge, right, is that you have to be careful and you have to do your due diligence. We just need more companies like Atlas, like SidePlate, providing that information and continuing to push forward. And then also, you know, making sure that we're sharing knowledge from other areas like the Japanese and things like that, that have spent considerable resources and have built buildings with this type of technology. So it's moving that direction.
All right, good. Good. You know, now, so you mentioned 2016 and the introduction of this field bolted connection. And that was about the time that we also kind of bolstered our relationship up with doing the innovations in steel seminars, which I look back on, those were some great things we did. You know, we partnered with not only Atlas and SidePlate, but we also had Ram Steel from Bentley involved. And then we had SDS2 and then FightJet. And we basically showed how the steel industry, from product to connection type to analysis to detailing to fabrication, was all integrated and tied together. And I have some great memories of those presentations we did together. And I think hopefully some of our listeners were in attendance to some of those. But how did that relationship and that seminar series, how did that affect what you guys were doing at SidePlate?
Well, I mean, we got to meet a lot more people too. That's just one thing that happens when you do that. You're bringing some of the finest minds and industry providers together in one place, and the amount of knowledge that you can gain in those things, understanding constructability, understanding how the things actually get from, I mean, my background is structural engineering, as is yours, right? We put things down on paper. We build some cool structural models and things like that. But most of us don't get the opportunity to actually be the ones welding or bolting steel or sending them through machines. We got to have all those people in the same room and actually watch that in front of our eyes as we're getting ready for the seminars, and also watching the reactions of the audience to see, like, what can we do to modify our stuff to make it better? I'll tell you a couple things that happened, not necessarily directly because of that, but maybe change some of the ways that we were doing it, is understanding the importance of providing detailing tools and estimating tools to our clients that want to utilize our steel system. Historically, this has been an area that I feel has just popped up lately, SDS2 and being one of those leaders that was part of that Innovation Steel Seminar, showing how drawings are great, but eventually they got to get through a machine, and eventually they got to get into an expert's hand to be able to weld and bolt. And things that we can do in the design world and offer can speed up that process. So our connections that we have now are available with no extra charge to detailers. Our components that go into their detailing software that populate side plate connections. We have estimating tools that are available early on that give takeoffs and quantities, basically taking some of that information that's super important in our 3D models, not simply dumbing them down to paper, but actually providing those in usable formats. So we got to experience that there. And I'll tell you, from my experience with those seminars, the true value was watching people sit there and being like, huh, this isn't the manual type process that I'm used to seeing that we expect the steel industry to have. And you just saw their faces light up as they saw, like, the structural model all of a sudden coming out of a machine. And we did that all in a half-day seminar that showed a project from conception design all the way through coming out a fabrication machine. So it was real impressive.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was educational for us to take part in that because of just learning, but then everyone else who attended, I think, saw the value. And I think we would be remiss if we didn't point out that, you know, SidePlate is integrated into Ram Steel, and it is integrated into the detailing software, so that, you know, if people want to use your system, they can do it from the design side using Ram Steel. And then, you know, once you guys get involved, the detailing and the estimating becomes pretty straightforward. So the streamlining of this has really been pretty fantastic to watch evolve.
And that's always been our idea, right? So an interesting thing about SidePlate is we're on the design side of the equation, right? We spent millions of dollars getting this technology and these connections up to speed, getting them into codes. But in the end, the people that truly make the side plate business run are the fabricators, erectors, structural engineers, contractors that build these buildings with the technology. Side plate doesn't provide any parts or widgets or anything like that. This is all done by the hands of the experts, right? Those fabricators and erectors that I'm talking about. So we would be remiss and not do our diligence if we didn't give the tools that those people needed to be able to easily use what we're designing. And so we've invested millions of dollars in doing that, which is what you're describing, right? Built in already into software programs like RAM, like ETABS, like Tekla, like SDS2, that allows people to quickly out of the box use these. And then you've even had some of our really sophisticated clients go even further to build their own programs that utilize the information that we have to be able to take that and make it more useful. And that's the way the industry is moving. That's the industry that we're part of. And I'm glad that people are getting good experience.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, well, let's just shift gears here a little bit. So we're here really to talk about some exciting new things. You know, we've talked a little bit about the past and some of the great relationships that we've built over the years. Unfortunately, we sit here, we would have been talking face-to-face, the Steel Conference in Atlanta, but because of the days that we live in, that has been canceled. But fortunately, AISC has decided to go to a virtual conference. And so I know that you guys had a really exciting thing to talk about, and I mean, we've been involved in this too, but tell us a little bit about what you were going to debut and what you are going to debut at NASC, the virtual conference.
Yeah, so obviously, as you pointed out, times have changed a little bit from our original plans. I've always talked about that innovation is in SidePlate's blood. That's why we actually have our internal research and development department that simply works on making sure that we're listening to our customers and understanding what they need and delivering, whether it be an improvement, whether it be a new solution, whatever it might be, we want to make sure that we're moving forward on that. We started this journey back a little over a year ago of coming up with the next evolution of SidePlate. At that time, we didn't think we'd be facing a health pandemic at the time that we are right now. And so we had always...
It wasn't any of our economic plans.
Yeah, okay. If it was, I need to meet that person because they know more than I do. So we had a very aggressive schedule to debut the newest of the SidePlate family of connections. And it was planned to be at NASCC, the National Steel Show. The same place we debuted the frame connection that I talked about way back in 2009. And there were many discussions around myself and my leadership team about, you know, is this something that we want to push forward on? Currently, all of our staff members, there's no one that's sick. We're all working remote. We're all fairly safe. And so we're like, you know, is this something we should be focusing our attention on or doing something different? And in thinking about that, it was clear to us fairly quickly that innovation shouldn't stop because of what we're doing, right? We need to do it safely, and we feel that we can, and we'll do anything we can to actually deliver on our internal promises that we had, and that was to debut this at NASCC and hopefully release it, barring any setbacks, in the summer. And so we've made the decision as a leadership team that said we're going to do whatever we can to meet that deadline. And I'm extremely excited to announce that as of this week, we built the first all SidePlate all bolted connection. So SidePlate Plus all bolted is now going to be available this summer. And that connection now eliminates all welding that goes into the SidePlate connection. You might ask why. Yeah. It's crazy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, to be clear, just so people understand, you know, the current bolted fuel bolted still has some shop welding in it, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So it's totally shop welded. So now it's bolted, as some of our team member has talked about. And people may ask, you know, why are we making that evolution and that change? Well, again, it's to listening to our clients. As SidePlate became more known across the entire U.S. and even into North America in regards to, you know, what we want to do and how we want to build it, there is many qualified shops out there that have good quality welders, unlimited space, basically, to be able to do these type of scenarios. But there's other shops out there that don't have the sophisticated welding capabilities that others do. Or even the ones that do, they don't have room to do two giant welding type projects, would rather use some of the other equipment that they have in their shops. Bolting has come a long, long way. And we would be remiss at SidePlate if we didn't realize how far bolting has come with various types of bolts that are coming out, different types of tools to be able to torque bolts down, different size bolts, and even different equipment that can punch holes in thicker steel and things of that nature. People are innovating in our industry, and we want to make sure that we can provide connection technologies that leverage those innovations. So the all-bolted connection is aimed at doing a couple main things. One, it's allowing people that don't have the number of welders that they need on staff to be able to continue to do moment frame connections. You don't need qualified welders for the all-bolted connection in their shops or in the field. The other thing it allows people to do is to use those machines, those innovative machines, keep those machines running. They can now be used a lot more on a SidePlate technology because most of everything now is bolted. It's all holes that need to be pushed in. And then at the same time, we need to build faster. We've seen an industry challenge out there that we are growing as an economy, growing as a world, and we need places for people to live, work, eat, get healthcare, et cetera. And we need to be able to bring technologies that can build these buildings faster. Now with the new side plate, all bolted connection, is that we're actually able to provide that in a way that they can build things even faster. So we're real excited about it, and it's going to come with all the tools and the bells and whistles that we're used to. And we hope to actually have that in people's hands summer of this year.
That's great. That's exciting news. And I think, you preface things a little bit here, but obviously as we're talking, we're a tube company and we're talking about a new connection. I'm guessing that there's some advantage to using HSS with this new connection.
Yeah, more than just an advantage. We've always had advantages with HSS for SidePlate for the reasons I talked about before. But I'll tell you, for this particular all-bolted, SidePlate all-bolted connection, we made a particular focus for HSS. We know now, even more so than it was in 2016, that the availability of larger HSS sections is becoming readily available and will be, people are pushing forward on that. And we want to make sure that, again, just like the equipment, that people can take advantage of that. So we focused actually a lot of our effort, which we'll see if you've visited the NASCC virtual trade show, we've actually shown a full mock-up that utilizes, in this particular mock-up, it's an HSS 12 by 6, I believe, is what we actually used, but it could be even bigger sections. And we've strategically created a way of constructing it using typical bolting parameters. The key aspect there is that by using finite element modeling, we were able to really diagnose exactly where the stress goes through our connection, where it goes through that HSS section particularly. And we were able to figure out that there's a space, a very strategically placed access hole that we're able to put in the HSS wall that allows typical bolting procedures. You don't need blind bolts. You don't need any kind of special bolts that are required for this. It's simple, manual. You can put the bolts in just like you typically were. So you'll see in the mockups, you'll see the things coming up. Now, not only is HSS very viable from a standpoint that it works well with side plate with no continuity plates and that, but now you can actually use it in an all-bolted area going through the webs of the tube steel without having to span all the way across. So we're extremely excited about it and looking forward to having people put it into practice.
Yeah, and the timing of this is great. You know, when you guys first approached me about this concept, last fall, the timing couldn't be better because it was about that time that we were announcing that we were building a brand new mill. And this brand new mill happens to be making really large HSS that are going to fit perfectly into this connection. And so I think the synergy and the timing of all this couldn't have worked out any better. So for our listeners who may not have picked up on it yet, we are building we're investing $160 million into a brand new mill down at our Blytheville, Arkansas facility, where we are going to be making the largest sections in the world right here in the U.S. So those sections that we used to bring in from Japan, we are now going to be producing ourselves, and we're going to make even larger ones. We're going to go up to 1-inch wall. And I know that you guys are excited about this because this just opens up a whole nother set of tools to put in your toolbox, as well as engineers.
You guys better make a lot of them because we got a lot of side plate projects that are coming for them. So
I'd love to hear that. We'd love to hear that. So, fall of 2021, the plan is to have these things rolling out. And so, start designing this summer and we'll have stuff ready for you next year.
There you go. There you go. Perfect.
No, I think that's great. And I think this this really does show the synergies that various companies can have within the steel industry. I know you guys work very closely with, not only ourselves, but other partners in the steel industry. But the steel industry has evolved. We're innovating. And, especially on the HSS side, where we are taking things to a new level, bigger, stronger, faster. That's really what it's all about.
Yep, absolutely. We appreciate all the support that our steel partners, including you guys, including the Japanese companies, everyone that's done for us to keep innovating. And then also the specifiers and the builders out there that are willing to push the envelope to do different stuff. The side plate connection is different than anyone did up until 1995. No one had seen anything like it, and people were willing to jump on board with it. And we've continued to see that type of support all the way in the 25-year history that we've had, and look forward to the next 25.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just for clarity, let's point people to where they can find the mock-up. So it's going to be on the side plate virtual trade show booth, right? That's where you guys are going to have these videos and these demonstrations?
Yeah, there's going to be lots of places where you can get it. Information probably has already gone out. We're going to have email blasts to our current clients. We're also going to have stuff posted on NASCC's website. Heck, we'll even give you guys a link that you can put on yours. How about that?
That's great.
We will do that. Yeah, we'll have a lot of information that'll be coming out on where they can find it. But yeah, easiest place is probably go to sideplate.com, and you'll be able to see a link for the new sideplate all bolted connection coming to a project near you in summer. So
that's great. And let's hope that the next time that we're able to get together and talk about this, we can do it side by side and face to face. Maybe wearing our masks, but we'll still be hopefully in front of some people. I really hope that we can get back to a reasonably a good semblance of what normal used to be. But I'm looking forward to seeing the success of this new connection. And you know, once again, I want to wrap this up, and I want to thank you for being my guest today on Tubular Connections. You know, I look forward to, like I said, getting together down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Thanks for all you do for the industry. And if any of your viewers have questions and stuff, please reach out to us at sideplate.com. We have local regional engineers that are ready to answer your questions. And if you have different ideas or suggestions or things that you see related to sideplate connections on HSS or other needs that the industry has, please let us know. We want to continue to meet those needs.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, happy to promote you guys, because obviously with you using HSS, it helps us as well too. And at the end of the day, we're in the steel industry, and we want to see the steel industry succeed. You know, as AISC has put forth, it's about being faster, and we fit right into that whole philosophy going forward here. So once again, Ryan, appreciate your time today. I hope you and your family stay safe in this strange world we live in today. And to our listeners out there, you guys stay safe as well too. And hopefully we'll see you somewhere in person in the near future. And if you do have questions for Ryan or myself, please feel free to reach out to us. And if you're interested in a virtual lunch and learn, we are still doing lunch and learns. So feel free to reach out to me. You can get to my email through our website, atlastube.com. But we are still doing Zoom meetings and what have you virtually. So, and I'm sure Sideplate's doing virtual shows as well too, right?
We are. Yep.
Good. Excellent. Well, thanks again for listening today. This has been Tubular Connections. Once again, I'm your host, Brad Fletcher, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to Tubular Connections. You can learn more about designing with steel HSS at atlastube.com.